Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're now listening to The Jillian Michaels Show.
We're up. We're running. Andy and I are just doing more important things because this first segment today is going to be from Autumn. Andy, have you wrapped up everything that matters?
Do you guys just continue on? Just do your thing.
Sorry, go ahead.
What is it that you... I see you have something you want to talk about.
What I would like to talk about today... Did you just turn my mic up?
Oh, is that your mic?
Yeah, she turned up my ears.
I thought that was your mic.
Those are your headphones.
This is my ears. Oh, your ears. Oh.
Well,
so oh, sorry, I got a text. Sorry, just a second.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, I would like to discuss the power of the courtesy wave. And the courtesy wave I'm talking about is the courtesy wave while you are driving.
Oh, the thank you.
Thank you wave.
Like the palm up thing? Like, just thank you.
Thank you. The acknowledgement that... No.
Sarcastic or non-sarcastic?
Non-sarcastic.
Sincere.
Okay. Sincere.
The sincere courtesy wave and the courtesy let in. Right? Yeah. They kind of go together.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
We live in the middle of Hollywood. It's a nightmare. I love where we live because we're up above of the chaos so we can see it. But when I have to come down off the hill, I swear to God, I have a little mini panic attack every single time I get in my car because I'm anticipating the experience, which is going to be bad. I live right off the boulevard. We live by the Hollywood Bowl. So when it's bowl season, forget about it.
Oh my God.
They cut through our neighborhood. Yeah. And, you know, it's tight and it's windy and it's hills and people haul ass. Every time I pull out of the driveway, I almost get hit. So I do the little and I feel like I take off. I start my drive aggressive. Oh. And so I've been trying to start off not aggressive. Mm. This drive is going to be fine. So, for example, I left Starbucks the other day. The Starbucks by my house is the closest one. I have to plan my in and out because I can go two different ways and it's off Highland. So familiar with the LA area, you know that Highland can be gross. So sometimes, whatever. Anyway, this guy lets me in. He lets me in. He lets me cross over into the left turn lane that I need to get in. Pauses. He waved at me, gave me a point. Do you need to get in?
I was wow.
Like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes. Yes, I do need to get in,
amazing.
Sir.
Amazing.
Thank you, courteous driver.
Yeah.
Pulls me in, mouth the thank you, gave him the wave, set the tone for the rest of my drive home.
How nice.
I let someone else in.
Whoa.
So I was like, you know what? We all have to be somewhere. Am I going to get there any faster? by cutting this other guy off?
Yes.
You did. Really. You did, yes. a traffic pay it forward.
I did a traffic pay it forward.
Yes, you might, because you could be stuck. You could be like the one car that doesn't make the light. And then that throws you off for like 4 minutes. And then
it's not four minutes. Oh, a 4 minute light cycle is really long.
We have them in Malibu.
It's bad. Four minutes on the PCH. Gnarly.
Horrible.
Anyway, so, well, you guys are jerks that probably don't wave or let people in. I don't think Andy is. I think Andy's a nice driver.
Well, I'm Canadian, and so, you know, we're doing all the ways. They go on in. But, however, I will say I'm from a country where we don't have as many vehicles, and so now I'm very much an LA driver versus when I was in Canada. And so every once in a while, I kind of invest. I think it's karma. You let someone in, and then you go, now something good is going to happen to me in traffic today.
You guys are suckers. What I do is I gauge the individual. Mm-hmm. I look at them. I look in their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I see if they've got what it takes to keep up.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, if they look clueless, if they're looking around, if they're not sharp, if they're not on point, no. Because that's the person that I'm going to get stuck behind, and I'm going to pray for death for the entire duration of my ride home.
Good strategy.
You got to, Autumn, you got to be discerning. You can't just let any Tom, Dick, and Harry in front of you.
Well, look, that's a totally different topic. My point
no,
is...
No, it's not. It's called strategy.
Someone lets you in, you give them the wave. Please give the courtesy wave.
Well,
there have been
a
number of times where people are so oblivious, and I watch them driving, and it's like, you didn't even see me. If I would not have stopped for you, you would have hit me. Give me the wave.
I'm so surprised when people let me in now. I do such an exaggerated jazz hand.
Me too.
That you'd think I was waving in a Navy ship. Thank you. My hand's waving. Sometimes I feel they didn't see it. A minute later, I do it again. Hey, thanks again. And
me
they'll be
too.
Like, why did I let this psycho
chick? If you have
chick.
Your windows tinted... Maybe they didn't see it, or the angle you were at, they didn't see the wave. I totally do that too. I almost like rolled my window down. I've done that before and leaned my face out.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my
whole
body.
Face.
And I was like, thank you so much.
Wow.
Like, that's how desperate we are for a little kindness on the road.
But it's almost social in a way.
I think it's psychological. I think this is historical stuff. I mean, I think you said it. You feel like you're not being seen. Where else in your life have you felt not seen? Mm-hmm.
Who's not letting you in?
Yes.
Their traffic lane.
That's right, girl.
Oh, guys.
Who has made you feel not considered? Go ahead.
In that highway of life, that fast-moving freeway of life, who's not letting you in?
That's right, Autumn.
Assholes.
Oh, my God. I have a strategy for this, though. For the letting people in, I'm telling you, you got to really look at them. You got to look them in the eye. And if they're sharp and they're focused and they're paying attention, they will make eye contact with you. And then you read them. You're like, okay, are they on point? Mm-hmm. Are they going to be able to keep up? Or are they going to be dawdling or on their phone or like, you know, pansy ass and not go through the orange, which you're supposed to go through the orange? Or are they going to not know that when they're in the left-hand lane in the intersection and the light turns red, you still go?
Oh.
You clear the intersection. Because there are those people. I can't be behind. If I let one of those people in front of me, then shame on me. Shame on me.
Yes.
I deserve all the misery that they bring into my life. However, you got to, so then you got to vet them, you got to flush them out, you got to look them in the eye.
Yeah.
Then if they're sharp and they know what's up and they're trying to get your attention, they're on point. You let them in. Now, when the people do let you in, I agree completely. It's jazz hands, it's thank you, thank you, thank you.
Right.
And then you got to be on point. Then you got to pay it forward to them by staying on point, by making sure, you know, that you're as aggressive as you can as possibly be safely, whereas like, oh, it's orange, it just turned orange, let me go through the intersection.
This is social. You know why this is psychological? Because I am the type of person that holds a grudge. If someone doesn't let me in, I'm sure enough to get in, move around traffic, and go up beside them so that when they didn't let me in, they can look at me in shame and see me beside them going, yeah, I'm at the light now, too, right beside you. What do you think of that?
Yeah, right.
What do you think of that?
Look here how far I am you too. Got by not letting me in. I'm right here, sir.
Whoa!
Eyebrows up. And sometimes if I'm really angry, I slowly say my insult so they can read my lips.
And what are you saying?
You are an asshole.
Wow.
And I smile and then I drive on.
Interesting.
It's the worst. If you give... Oh, see, this is taking a turn. This is not where I wanted to go.
No, this is good. I like this.
Power of the courtesy wave.
No, this
positivity
is good.
Positivity
like
on the road.
I like it, Adam. But I also think my mom has this strategy. She tried it because she's driven with me and has sworn it off.
I have also been a passenger in your car.
Yeah, and do I not get us where we need to be?
I like it. I mean, I bring a helmet, but I like it.
Yeah. Oof. Hey, I'll have you know that out of everybody in this room, when's the last time you were in an accident, Jake?
Never.
Okay, Toomey?
Not my fault, at least.
You're 5 years old, though. Autumn?
I've been hit twice by no fault of my own in the last year.
Okay, but you were hit, which means that you simply were not good at reading the signs and evading the bad guys.
No, I read the light, which was red, and I was stopped at it for quite some time behind another car when I was rear-ended by a person that was not reading the signs.
Nevertheless, you were in an accident. So, Jake, I take it that you were in an accident.
I was in two. Yeah, I was T-boned one time in my friend's car. Like, that wasn't our fault. And then one time I was on the freeway and everyone was stopping, but the guy behind me was texting and just right into me.
No, texting. Wow. Andy?
A guy at the hospital who was a doctor, actually, before I got pregnant, rear-ended me because he was texting as I was making a right-hand turn.
Okay. Well, let me just tell you that I haven't been in any. Where I don't even think ever. Maybe a fender bender. When? What? Share it. Tell me. What? Not one.
Really? Because I recall.
Not one.
Hit me. In the parking lot at the gym, you backed into that guy.
What are you talking about?
The one in West Hollywood. Or he hit you.
Fuck. Oh. That's different. I was backing out of a space. We weren't on the road.
You were in reverse.
We were. I was parking.
You were piloting an automobile.
It wasn't on the road. Mm. Oh, God. Well, my point is.
How did your insurance, what they think about on the road versus parking lot?
I think she was still found at fault.
No. How dare you? The bottom line here is that the more aggressive you are in the car, I think the more accidents you evade. Now, with that said,
you just leave them in your wake.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You're right, I do.
See, it is metaphorical for life, then. Yeah, this is revealing a lot more.
It really
is. We should write a book. Yeah, we should.
I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you can either keep up or, you know, go with God.
Yeah.
You gotta, it's like, that's how it goes, dude. That's how it goes. And it's like, zoom, zoom, zoom.
And technically, in our social group, we've ran people off the road.
That's right. Hey, that's not my fault.
Mine either. Mm-hmm. You just weren't a good driver.
No. Couldn't keep up. No. And you didn't. God knows you didn't.
You got your license revoked and now you're on the bus and we can't roll with you on the bus.
But another thing that my mom suggested for this road rage situation to be extraordinarily literal, she says allot 10 more minutes because part of the frustration is anxiety about being late. So like this morning, I was getting my brows done before we started the podcast, right? So I was like, oh, God. All right, I'm going to have to be there at 10 and not 11. So if I leave at 9, I'm going to be pushing it and probably late. But if I leave at 8:45, I'll have plenty of time. Sure enough, smacked right into a wall of traffic when I hit the valley. And instead, I was just listening to, "Hello from the other side." On repeat.
Obsessed.
And I was fine.
So good.
And I was fine. I was okay. I was like, I just kept... Is that Jake?
My phone.
You listening to porn on your phone
right now? Who is that?
No, it was Facebook. Sorry.
Oh,
porn on. Let me see it. I heard that voice, that porno voice.
Yeah, it's too breathy to be a real voice.
What's the matter? You bored by our conversation? He's bored by us. He's watching porn on his phone.
Huh? What's going on?
Yeah, what are you doing? That?
Snapchat.
Snapchat.
Oh boy.
Oh my God. I can't. I honestly cannot. I just, you know what I would see? This is the kind of person you don't let in traffic. Do you see what I'm saying?
No.
You see?
He's listening to Facebook porn.
Yes.
You don't get to where you're going on time. You're 10 minutes late.
Yes.
And you have to blame yourself.
Leave him in the dust. This is why you leave those people in the dust.
Look, you look them in the eye and you say, enjoy your porn on Facebook.
I'm not saying you need to let everyone in. I also vet these people. I give them like a courtesy second to see how much they're paying attention. Like, I've allowed a gap here. If you are really ready to move over, I will continue to allow the gap. But if you haven't made a move by then, see ya. Yeah.
Passive.
But give the wave.
My sister, when she was here from Canada, so there are way different drivers there, she was really freaked out about, like, oh, you don't even signal, eh, when you change the lanes. And I said, if you signal, you give another person to deny you what you're asking. You go over. You go over and then you say, we're either going to hit or you're going to let me in.
Oh, and I'm prepared my to God, be hit. You are that person. And I'm the one that has my window down and is like, what, is your blinker broken?
Oh,
is your blinker broken? Like, seriously?
Cat fight. Mm-hmm.
These are these people that just weave across the lanes of life.
Yeah, I just kind of cut in. I'm like, me listen, too. Let me in. Yeah. Or we're getting into it.
I agree.
Because if I signal, I 80 cars go by and they're like,
That's right.
So that's I'm like, exactly listen, right. I'm not going to be denied. I'm not asking your permission.
Yeah, because you're cluing them in.
I will not.
You're cluing them in. What you're doing is you're tipping the a-holes off. So then they can shut you out and shut you down. This, she's stealthily doing this. So she's like, I'm just driving alongside. Zip! Right in there. But when they see the blinker, that's exactly what they do. She's right.
Oh, people gosh. Just want to be right. They're out there looking to be right. And yeah, if that's the only thing they can deny people in their day, they're going to do it.
Look
and I say
guys,
no.
What you guys turned my segment into?
Hey, I agree, though, about this happy hand thing.
I like the happy hand.
And I also think... You know, like we were, Schmander got us into this fancy spot in Malibu to go trick-or-treating. Mm-hmm. And I was watching all these kids like go up and grab fistfuls of candy and then run away. And I was like, I wanted to grab each one and be like, get back here, you little punk.
Yeah, because our kids went up and said, trick-or-treat. Yeah. And then they said, thank you each time.
And aww, I told them, I looked at Phoenix and I go, dude, if we do not say thank you, they're going to kick us out of here. And he was like, really? And I was like, yes. Aww. And then he was like, thank you.
And he said, I'm a teenage Ninja Turtle Andy. I said, so you are cute. The best.
It starts young,
one.
Dude. It starts young.
So sweet.
These people obviously didn't have loving homes. And that's why you're not getting a courtesy wave. So when you're angry, just try to dig down deep and understand that only hurt people hurt people.
Okay.
Great. Okay. I bet you're the person who used to love cooking intimate dinners for someone special. Maybe you had the time to spend hours leafing through recipe books, driving all over for the freshest ingredients. But let's be real, between career, commutes, and wonderful candlelit dinners, all that's been replaced by takeout. Come on, it happens to the best of us. So here's our advice. Check out Plated. It's for busy people who love cooking but don't have time to shop, find recipes, and you don't want to waste money on ingredients that are left over. Last week, we made pizza with the butternut squash, sage, and goat cheese, and it was awesome. It was delicious. It was fast and easy. All you got to do is go to plated.com/Jillian, and you can choose from amazing chef design recipes. They've got new selections every week. The culinary pros at Plated will fill a refrigerated box with perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner. Everything is delivered straight to your door. I mean, everything you need. And if you're not home in time for delivery, your Plated box will keep everything fresh until midnight on the day that it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to plated.com/Jillian now and get a free dinner for two with your first purchase. That's a free dinner for two at plated.com/Jillian, plated.com/Jillian. Okay, first of all, let's talk about what a fabulous day it is today. Does anybody know why?
No.
Can I show you something? Can I show you something? You guys, really, no one has a guess as to why it's one of the greatest days I've had all year long. Seriously? No one. Nobody?
Is it a day off?
No.
That doesn't exist in Joe's world.
Well,
no.
Mm-mm. I mean, we're working, but...
Oh my God, Nicole, where is it? Didn't you send this to me? Was it an email?
Oh, the emoji?
What? Nicole.
I'm sorry, did I break it?
God! Where is it?
I sent you
on
text.
It's not here. Come here. Come here, Nicole. Come here. Where is it? Ah! I found it. Okay. Andy?
Yes?
No one knows. Nobody knows why today is one of the best days ever.
Why?
All right, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Don't.
I could guess.
That's real?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Is it the middle finger emoji?
Yes, it is!
Wait.
The Jillian Michaels emoji.
I have waited so long for this. Yes.
So you don't have to buy it. It comes with your phone?
It comes with that emoji update. Like if you have the little emoji pack.
Nicole,
now,
update me.
You know what else is in there? Tacos.
Tacos?
They have a taco.
Whatever.
They have unicorn.
I was just going to ask them. What?
It's awesome. Burrito.
I've always wanted a unicorn emoji.
Oh my God. And that's because you have a megacorn tattoo on your back.
It's right. That's
which
why.
I happened to mention while I was officiating Andy's wedding. That was priceless. And you can blame your fiance for that. Because he did
out there. Good. That's why.
I'm so glad I ended up getting him on the phone. Because I had to interview Tate for my officiation job, right?
Yes.
And he's dealing with all these shenanigans with the wedding and the family and all this stuff. And I was like, and I've got a questionnaire, right? And it comes with my little officiating book. And I'm like, God damn it, Tate. Call me back. And I'm freaking out. Because I needed him to answer my questions. And so I'm going down my list for my little ceremony. And I was like, you know, what do you think is Andy's best quality? And he was like, she's graceful. Right? And he's like, she's so graceful. She could take your shit gracefully. And I put that in the... I put that in the wedding. And Tate was like, I never said that. Like, on the little thing, stand thing.
On the podium.
In the ceremony, I was like, yes, you did. And he's like, no, I didn't. And like, we're... It's fine.
Oh, no.
It was funny.
In the middle of their wedding. But anyway, the finger emoji.
I love it. Huh? I use it.
I use it too. I've used it twice. And the taco. I know. I keep saying
it. It's the little things, guys.
It's the little things.
It is the little things. So anyway, I just wanted everybody to know that. Okay. Now, Andy, did you get this? I have two of these.
Oh, I need one. I lost mine. Oh. I think yours is in your pack. Check it.
Yours is in your packet.
I have an opinion about this without even reading it. So I'm going to go on opinion.
Well, first, one of us should read the frickin' headline. Someone should say what's going on here.
Allow me.
Please.
How daylight savings time affects your health.
Oh. This is bogus.
I hate it.
This is baloney.
Now, listen, the only thing I'm going to say is they used to do this because of the farmers.
Mm-hmm. They did?
Before electricity, so that people could work in the fields longer by changing it to affect the sun and the moon so that people could work out in the fields longer. Mm-hmm. That's what this was, and it's stuck around. Mm-hmm. It's antiquated and archaic, and there's no even a need for it.
Well, Arizona doesn't do it.
No, they don't do it. You're right, they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's a huge pain in the butt if you're a parent. All it does is throw your world into chaos. Seriously, oh my God, my son now... at 6 in the morning, because the whole world is still running on regular time, and it's 6 in the morning, and he's like, I'm up! I'm up! Mama! Mommy! I'm up! I'm like, ugh! Because it's 7 a.m. for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at Heidi, I'm like, what are we going to do with this animal for 2 hours before we take him to school?
No, that's true.
Oh, my God.
An hour is a big deal in a day when you need your kids to go to bed.
It's the kid thing. It's brutal. And then the worst part about it is that you're like, okay, buddy, you know, you're trying to get them to, like, their bedtime, but it's an hour later, and then they're unraveling mm-hmm. at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the clock goes the other way, then my smart aleck daughter looks at me and she goes, I'm not going to bed. It's daytime outside.
Oh, gosh.
And you're like, no, your little butt is going to bed because mommy and mama have had enough of you two. Bedtime. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And she's like, it's light outside. And she's not wrong. I mean, I remember being a kid and my mom would put me in bed and I was like, this is bullshit. It's light outside.
Yeah, that's weird.
And it's just like, it's so wrong.
It's weird and it's wrong and it's antiquated. It says here that Ben Franklin proposed a plan. No one bought it. 100 years later, an amateur bug collector concocted a plan and it was born and done. And now it says in 2015, the time switch is more of a nuisance than beneficial.
Oh my God, it's a nightmare. And it screwed up my cable. I don't know what happened.
What do you mean?
Oh my God, I was so pissed off. Okay, so you know that I do watch certain shows religiously.
Mm-hmm.
Said shows only air on Sunday night. Except for The Walking Dead, Sunday night. The Affair, Sunday night. Homeland, Sunday night. The Leftovers, Sunday night. Game of Thrones, Sunday night. All these things are Sunday night. I only watch TV on Sunday night. And I will literally binge. I'm num num num. Affair. Ah, la la la. Heidi's like, I'm going to bed. I'm like, night night. Homeland. Ah, la la la. I can't stop until I've watched all my shows. And of course, the cable, because something happened to the box and it was like, reset the time on the thing and that we can't and whatever. I was so upset. Mm-hmm. All day long, I was like, I'm going to make it through this Sunday. Because Sunday, by the way, is like a marathon. Because you just, you know, you're all day with the kids from morning until night and they are trying to kill each other. And so I was like, I got this. I'm going to breeze through this day and I'm going to get to my shows. And that was like what I was looking forward to. And it screwed up my cable box. I'm furious. Oh, I just
sorry, that really is a big deal. Yeah, because if you have that one day, and I know your schedule's so crazy busy.
Yeah, I was pissed.
No, I'm sorry.
And it says research shows sleepiness caused by daylight savings time can lead to a loss in productivity. Why would you be sleepy though? Wouldn't you actually
Well, you gain an hour.
Get an extra hour of sleep.
And you lose an hour in the spring.
Although, as a parent, you gain nothing because you're a parent and your kids are just up when they're up. So,
yeah.
That makes no sense. I think this is bull, though, this article. It's just a huge pain, but I don't think it affects your health.
No.
It says it can take you a week to adjust to a 1 hour time change.
Yeah.
If you're 6 years old, maybe.
Well, I'm almost 36 years old and I still struggle with it.
Stop it.
Well, I was so tickled with myself on Sunday because I woke up, I looked at my phone, and I was like, I am up early. I didn't realize that the clocks were changing.
Right.
I just looked at my phone, and I was like, yeah, Autumn, okay, 6:45, and you're like, I'm ready. I took the dog out. And it didn't register with me until 6 in the evening when I went into the kitchen and I saw that the clocks on the microwave and the oven said 7:45. I was like, wait, what?
You weren't concerned when it was pitch black at 5:30?
Well, I did, but you know, the time, the sun has been shifting too. I was sitting outside on the patio. I was like, gosh, sure is getting dark. Fall's here. Still not registering that the clock had changed because I don't have kids.
I'm not
on a schedule.
I mean, seriously.
So it's just like, it's a different.
Do you remember the last time that you actually just woke up, Andy, that you just were like, oh, I'm awake. Oh, my God. Like, your body woke itself up?
No.
I wake up. I literally, if it's not the pig waking me up at 4 or 5 in the morning, and I don't have the heart to kick her out of the bedroom. So some nights she sleeps in the room and some nights she doesn't. It's really weird. But some nights she just comes banging into the door and you're like, oh, God. So we let her in. And then at 4 or 5, she's like, meh, meh, meh. And I'm like, ugh. And if you don't get up, she'll keep going. So I'm serious, though, as a heart attack. So I'm like, oh, my God. And Heidi's like, don't feed her. You're rewarding her. I'm like, I love it. You're punishing the pig, but not our 3-year-old for bad behavior. I'm like, I can't, babe. She won't leave the room. So I get up, and I, like, she'll wait in the doorway to make sure I go all the way to the patio door to like, so she knows she's being fed because she's smart. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, so she stands.
Oh yeah, she stands right in the doorway
for you to get there.
In the bedroom doorway, because she's like, I am not moving my big fat pig ass out of this room until I know for sure you've got my bowl out.
That is awesome.
And I know once you hit that door, you're committed.
That is a long. That's a long walk too.
Yeah,
that's
she knows.
Like one end to the other. She's like, I'm not moving until
no,
I see
she
it.
She watches
happening.
The whole thing go down.
Smart.
Yeah. So then she. Then I go back to bed, and then the dogs start this. So then I get up again at 6 in the morning to let them out. I'm like, ugh, because they keep, I'm like, stop licking. There's 3 of them. And I want to kill myself. So then all 3 of them go outside. Then I go back to bed. Then Heidi has to go to the bathroom. Has a metabolism, I swear to God, like a racehorse. Then it's like knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. And she's up at 6:30. And I'm like, God, mother of God. And I'm like, honey. And she's like, I have to go. Tiptoes to the bathroom. Then I go back to bed. And then I hear, then Lou starts rustling. Because now she's like Heidi, because she always comes in our room now. So Heidi's woken her up or the dogs have woken. Then Lou starts fidgeting. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, Lou, stop fidgeting. Please stop fidgeting. Fidget, 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 fidget. And then I'm like, I can get through this. I will ignore all of this until I hear on the monitor.
Mommy, I'm up. I want to kill myself. Oh, I do not remember the last time my body just woke itself up. Mm-mm. Can't recall.
No, my alarm clock is 5-month-old, and it happens at 3 a.m. always. Wakes up, and now it's she sings. And then if I don't respond to it, she'll cry. So I go in there, do the booby action because she's been sleeping because she falls asleep. Then I go back, and then like around 5:45, no. It's a little lighter and cuter.
That's the sweetest and that's thing it. I've ever
Very
heard.
Very sweet, but it's not so sweet when you just, you know.
Yeah.
And so that's it. It's like no matter how sweet the alarm clock is, when you're woken up, it's not as cute.
No.
And so that's me. We might as well just call each other.
No, dude. Oh, my God.
How's your pig? Good. How's your baby? Good. Good night. Calling 3 hours. Good night.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
See, that's why this is irrelevant. Ready? So here's what they're claiming. It messes with your productivity. That's bull. That's just workers that hate their boss. It says it might be good for your health because... Studies show that a spike in heart attacks at the start of the time change in spring could be linked to the fact that loss of sleep can lead to increase in stress and loss of recovery time overnight. So they're suggesting that this is killing people. All right.
Yeah.
That's such a stretch.
I agree. There are more drowsy drivers during the time change. What a crock. It could mess up your appetite. Hanger is real. Research shows that too little sleep can make you more likely for food craving. This is true, but not daylight savings. Okay, and if being hangry wasn't enough, it can make you slangry. What's slangry?
Sleep angry.
You're right, Jake.
Oh.
Is this what the kids are saying nowadays?
We used to just call it cranky.
Yeah.
Hangry.
Hungry, angry. But sleep angry.
Slangry.
Slangry.
Oh, that's a stretch. I don't like that.
Yeah, like, well, crank. Autumn, let me tell you what crank. I think of your article. Yeah. It can suck it. Suck an egg, Autumn. That's what it can do. But I do not like this time change thing. All right, it's Bomba time. Bomba is an online retailer of premium high-performance athletic leisure socks for the whole family. And here's the cool news. Not only are they comfortable and perform amazing, but they donate a pair to those in need for every pair you purchase. And to date, they've donated over 450,000 socks. Premium high-performance athletic socks that are so comfortable, you want to wear them all the time. You get 25% off your first purchase of 4 or more pairs, plus free shipping. They're the best socks you will ever wear. They've got an Invisito honeycomb support system, performance footbed, Y-stitched heel. I don't know what any of this means, but I can tell you it will feel like heaven on your feet. And all you have to do to get your pair is go to bombas.com/Jillian. Get 25% off your first purchase of 4 or more pairs, bombas.com/Jillian. Okay, Andy and I were just on Men's Health, right? And we were like, oh, God, we were trying to get inspired. We're like, what do we say about fitness that hasn't already been said? And that's part of the tough reason, one of the reasons I find it so challenging to talk about this, because I'm like, what am I going to say? That like, I just don't believe in reinventing the wheel. And a lot of this stuff, you can reinvent a workout, but we can't train you on a podcast. And a lot of this stuff needs to be seen.
Yeah.
So anyway, Andy and I are watching this, and it's like 3 bodyweight exercises that aren't part of your workout but should be. So we were like, oh, really? What Let's is this going to be, right? Oh, my God. So this guy trainer is on there, and it's remember, it's Men's Health. And he starts out, what did he call it, like a gorilla squat?
Gorilla, yeah. Gorilla
and he's squat. Like the king of beasts, the ultimate primate, whatever. And then he ends up doing this squat where it's like, you know, you got a deep squat. Yeah. I call it goddess squat, but I also have done that squat in videos and called it ape, right? Where you're all, because you keep your hands on the ground.
Yeah.
So you squat down, you stick your butt up, straighten your legs, squat, but your hands stay down. And Annie, what did you say? You're like,
it looked like the warm up that a ballerina would do.
It is.
So it's like rock and roll music in the back, and he's got this voice, and it's epic, and you're using your knuckles. And I was like, why to practice drag them on the ground? Like, that's not even phenomenal. No offense, but...
Well, what I think is so funny about it is that, meanwhile, if you told men, oh, this is the ballerina workout, they'd never do it.
Never.
But when you have a man going, this is a gorilla workout, they're like, yes, I am a gorilla! And so much of this is just bullshit. It yeah. really is. It's yeah, not that the up. Move's not good. It's manipulation. It's marketing.
It is.
You got to market fitness to people.
Well, how many times, Jill, have you been
crazy?
Have you been asked by magazines? Because I get asked every once in a while. You must get asked constantly. What's the newest thing you can tell us? And I kind of go,
yeah,
there's nothing new. But what's new? What's new is we're gonna tell people to keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's really sad because they don't ask me as much anymore. I go, I can't invent ridiculous thing.
I know. Mama, here's one that I get all the time that drives me insane, and I'm looking right at it actually on this page. So I get this one. If you could only do one exercise for your glutes, what would it be? And I was like, okay, first of all, I want to explain something to you. This would be like saying to a heart surgeon, you've got to do a quadruple bypass. Pick one instrument. Go!
If you could pick one valve.
Yes!
Which would you say?
Yeah! Four valves. Yes! I'm like, guess what would happen? You'd kill somebody. Yeah. And I was like, and so for you to do like one exercise every day, I'm like, first of all, it would stop becoming effective. But second of all, you'd create overuse injuries. It's totally counterintuitive to say things like this. And then it's three exercises you should do every day. But it's all bullshit. Yeah. You want the answer? You should change up your workouts every day.
Yeah.
You should do different amounts of resistance, different, like work the muscles from different angles of push and pull. You should do different amounts of sets, different amount of reps, different amount. And the reason is like, hey, the one thing we can say is variety is key.
Yeah.
That doesn't change. Yep. It never changes. The way the body responds to fitness remains the same. It's like variety is key. Your body adapts to new stressors.
Yep.
Change it up.
Yes.
I mean, it drives me nuts that it's like, it's just constant marketing. And I think what we also need to appreciate is that fitness is more the reason, you know, when we look at this spike show that I'm doing, and it's, you know, what is the nature of a phenomenon? It is not about six-pack abs.
Mm-hmm.
It is about a sense of belonging. It is about the way you identify yourself. I identify as a gorilla. Okay? Take the same exercise. This is how ballerinas warm up. I identify as graceful.
Yeah.
It's marketing.
It is. It's called headline fitness.
Dude!
Yeah.
It's a psychological hack. And you know what? I don't care, right? Whatever gets you to work out. But another thing that drives me nuts is that men will not. It takes a very secure man to work out with a woman. Men do not go, oh, let me get a Jillian Michaels DVD. And I just laugh because I'm like, of all the stupid workouts you do, from one guy who's actually a dancer and another guy who's a stand-up comedian who don't even write their programs, but like, I actually write my programs and I work with the people who are the best in the business. So when I do a yoga DVD, I work with the best yoga people in the business. When I do a pregnancy DVD, Andy did it with me. I mean, who is like the foremost pregnancy fitness person in the world. But, you know, not that men are going to do the pregnancy DVD, but it's like men are like, I only train with men. Really? Fitness is fitness, you fool.
Yeah.
You fool. And women are more prone. Women will work with men. And I think that it's like this weird, like, I'm the cool girl that plays fantasy football. I'm the cool girl that wears boyfriend jeans. And like, so this kid that I've been working with, T Major, I mean, oh my God. And he is the guy that guys are going to want to be and the guy that girls are going to want to sleep with. I mean, this kid, holy mother of God, found him on YouTube and he had like 14 million views and he was doing like bow and arrow push-ups, backflip burpees. And I was like, all right, he's impressive, but what's his background? Find out he's training special forces in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm like, all right, this guy's brand story is fascinating, right?
Yeah.
So I tell Giancarlo, we look into him, we do a background check on him without him knowing. We're like, he's clean as a whistle. Bring him out to LA, meet with him. And I'm like, this guy is a guy's guy, but women will work out with him. So sure enough, G takes him in to meet with Men's Health. And on like the following week, Women's Health is like, we want him to model in this ad. And I was like, no, I don't want to mess up his brand. And he has a separate, obviously, the whole point is he's He's the teenager brand. He has nothing to do with Jillian Michaels. We're working as managers. Just like when Madonna launched Maverick with Guy Osiri and mm-hmm. they put out Alanis' Jagged Little Pill, right? So he's smart. He's so smart. And I was like, it stresses me out. I'm like, I'm afraid that if you do a women's health piece, men are going to be like, oh no, you know, I need a trainer that trains men. But this kid's body's ridiculous. And he's like, all right, you know what I can do? Like, in sticking with my brand, women wear boyfriend jeans and they, you know, they go to the ball game with their boyfriend. It's like, you wear your boyfriend's jeans, do your boyfriend's workout.
Oh, that's cute.
And I was clever. And I was like, I'm okay with that. He's like smart, that. Smart kid. And I was like, I like that because you're still saying, like, I train the manliest of men because women will always want to go in that direction.
Yeah.
But if you said to a man, do your girlfriend's workout, he'd be like, no thanks. Yet, take a man to a bar class, a Pilates class, things that are traditionally female.
Yes.
He would die.
Die.
Do you know how many men come up to me and they're like, my wife made me do your Ripton 30 workout? Respect.
Yeah.
I'm like, of course you fool, because nowhere does it say Ripton 30 for girls. Like, it's just, it's weird the way that we allow marketing to affect our impression of fitness.
Yeah.
I mean, basics are true. You challenge your cardiovascular system. You do resistance training. Yeah, there are optimal ways of getting fit, but they apply across the board.
Yeah.
Just like weight loss applies across the board.
Same thing.
I'm old. I can't lose weight. Bullshit. Fat loss is fat loss. I have baby weight that's been on for 2 years. No, at this point.
At this point, if your kid's in kindergarten, man, you don't have baby fat.
No, I don't.
You just have fat.
Yeah, and that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get it off.
Yeah.
But it's amazing the way that people need to, like, put their workout into a category in order to do it, or to make their fat loss special in order to lose it. And if it works for you, great. But ultimately, I just don't want it to deter people from true fitness or a good workout or comprehending what really works. You should not do 3 moves every day. There isn't one magic move for a body part.
Yeah,
that's totally counterintuitive. Thank you.
Be very careful when someone's trying to market or advertise something new and sensational for the sake of their magazine, because really it's a disadvantage to the consumer.
We love men's health, but
we love it. Today we laughed at it. That's all.
Just the fact that one exercise was called a gorilla when it was also, anyway,
Misty Copeland's warm up. She laughed with us.
Dude, her body is sick.
Hello.
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 Jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.